Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And when 88.5's Dick Stein reported that his kitchen stove had suffered a mid-meatloaf major malfunction, KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson attempted to console him with an I told you so.
Okay, Nat, you know how sometimes when you're typing on your computer and you do not realize... Okay, Nat, you know how sometimes when you're typing on your computer and you do not realize that you have left the cap lock on, you look up, it's all jumbled and crazy looking.
Sure, Stein, I know what you're talking about.
Well, that's what happened to my stove. There I was, cooking away. It's got this electronic thing on it with a little screen. And all of a sudden, of its own accord, it's scrolling this gibberish across the screen and yelling at me and beeping and turn off burners. It's got this way of locking out the kids from turning on the stove. But all I've got is cats, and they're not interested in cooking, and I couldn't turn it off. So here I am, stoveless in Tacoma.
And can I just say something here?
You will anyway.
When you told me you were going to replace this stove, and I came and looked at it, I was like,
I know.
You know, that it's the computerization of all appliances that make me crazy.
And I was wary of that. I asked the salesman, I said, I don't know, what about this screen deal? He says, oh yeah, they're more reliable than the mechanical linkages. Okay. Well, I've had the stove for 2 years and I've had no problem, just long enough for me to be lulled into a false sense of security. And everything else about this stove, it's a GE Cafe gas range. I love everything about it, but now this thing has gone just haywire.
Okay, 10 years ago when we remodeled, I got the stove of my dreams, a Blue Star range. I love the oven. The enamel cast iron grates can turn upside down and become a wok stand. The oven, you could open it up and put a full sheet pan in there. And I love the BTU. And the best thing of all, so low tech. There's no buttons. There's no gizmos. There's no nothing. I loved everything about it until I started having problems with the oven door. So when my door died again and again, I finally decided I was going to replace this with something different. There's no way that I could buy another Blue Star. But after posting something about it on Facebook, I heard from the Blue Star folks who convinced me the problems they had with those doors had been taken care of and the newer models are better. And I got another Blue Star.
The triumph of hope over experience, huh, Leeson?
So far, so good. But let me tell you this. I work in a lot of different cooking schools. I work in other people's homes. And no matter whose stove or oven I use, the one I have at home is the one I love the best. So what are you going to do now?
Got the repair person coming. It'll be a solid week without a stove.
Are you going to go buy an Instant Pot now?
No.
Induction burner?
No.
Propane burner?
Uh-uh.
You know, Stein, you could also get yourself one of those little commercial convection ovens.
I've been kind of interested in those air fryer things, but I'm not getting any more gizmos. I just want to have a working stove, okay?
So, while you wait, what are you and the L&T doing about cooking?
Cheryl's been out of town camping out with her girlfriends out in some wilderness hellhole, so I've been pretty much on my own. I made that rice with lap chong sausage and vegetables dish in the rice cooker, cooked some hot dogs over a little bit of charcoal. Other than that, I've been having some sandwiches take out. I had some leftovers I could microwave like that. Not a big deal, but I'm really getting anxious to be able to actually start cooking stuff again. And there's still a couple of days to go until the repair guy arrives. We'll see what happens. I hope it isn't going to be too big a deal. I'll file a full report.
Okay, it's been a few days. Your repairman has come and gone. What did he say?
He thinks I got to get a whole new circuit.
A motherboard?
I don't know if board is the word I would use. So now I'm waiting again.
Two words, Stein. Instant Pot.
Yeah. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
They don't make them like they used to.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
They don't make me like they used to either.
Stein.